Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, welcome back. We want to get quickly to our friend Luis Valdez with the Gun Owners of America. He's the Florida State Director for them and gunowners.org, the website. Luis, how are you, my friend?
Doing good, and I keep asking all you fellas up north, close the freezer. It's cold down here in Florida.
I heard that iguanas are dropping out of trees. Is this a true thing?
Yeah. Oh, it's very true. You know it's cold in Florida when the iguanas drop out of trees and we have to wear socks with our sandals.
Our hearts are bleeding for you. It's about 20 here this morning. So, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry to hear what you're suffering through. We'll send you some extra socks. How about that?
There you go.
Hey, you know, before we get into the reciprocity issue, of course, around the whole country, I want to ask your thoughts on the fact that a couple of Missouri congresspeople, Eric Burleson and Bob Onder, are co-sponsoring this bill that would basically get rid of the ATF. Any thoughts on that?
Getting rid of the ATF is a fantastic idea, but there's one issue. If you don't repeal the very laws that ATF is enforcing, the problem doesn't go away. Look, ATF's entire history was created in a similar vein. When Prohibition ended, all of those Prohibition agents were still on the federal payroll, so all that happened was they got moved from enforcing alcohol laws to gun laws. And all that would happen in this case is all of the 1811 special agents within ATF would probably be divvied up between Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, Immigration, and a couple of these other agencies. But the fact that the National Firearms Act, the Gun Control Act of 68, all of these import bans, all of these laws are still on the books. So all that would happen is mission creep. The FBI probably would expand with a federal task force of enforcing gun laws. And last I checked, the FBI is not an agency I want tackling our gun rights. Yeah, the ATF is a bunch of Keystone Cops, and I say this as a former cop, but the FBI, that's an agency that has a extreme history of going after Americans' civil liberties.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's an interesting point of view, one I hadn't thought about. We've had Eric Burleson on here a few times talking about it, and certainly something maybe that at least gets some conversation in committee up there. And if somebody brings that point up, maybe with control of both houses, they could rescind a couple of those laws. We can always keep our fingers crossed.
Yep, that's organizationally, that's our end goal, is to repeal all of these anti-gun laws in the first place.
Yeah, outstanding. What about this effort? I keep hearing about it. It's a great idea. Reciprocity introduced in the House and the Senate so that you don't have to worry if you're a licensed concealed carry holder driving through the state of Illinois.
Oh, it goes a step further than that. If you are able to legally carry a firearm in your home state, your rights should not end at your state's borders.
Thank you.
And the current legislation includes language in the House. H.R. 38 includes the fact that if you're from a permitless carry state, all you need is your driver's license to carry nationwide. And again, going back to my former law enforcement days, I'm covered under the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act. I already have 50 state reciprocity. I can carry nationwide. So the idea that my wife, my partner in life, who I trust my life with, is disarmed when we leave Florida, when we go to places like New Jersey or New York to visit family, it is appalling that I'm able to carry because I have a piece of tin in my wallet, but my wife, who is a fine, upstanding citizen, she can't exercise the very same rights that I can. That's wrong, and that's why we're pushing for national reciprocity, because it doesn't matter what you did as a profession. It doesn't matter who signed your paycheck. All that matters is that you're an American, and you have an inalienable, God-given right to protect yourself.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, I always direct people to gunowners.org, great clearinghouse for state alerts. You can set up alerts for yourself through GOA to email alerts so you can find out what's going on around the country. Mixed record for Pam Bondi, I see, is one of the headlines you guys have up here. Is that because of the red flag laws they have in Florida?
It's because of the red flag laws in Florida. It's the fact that she has fought tooth and nail when she was Florida's AG to ban open carry from being legalized in Florida. Remember, we're the only Republican state in the country that bans open carry. Only five states in the nation do it. Florida, New York, California, Illinois, and Connecticut. And Florida's the only Republican one. And she vigorously fought against that. She even had a part to play in George Zimmerman being tried for murder, even though the local PD and the local state attorney's office says, hey, this was a clear-cut self-defense case. And she even pushed that, trying to weaken Florida's self-defense stand-your-ground laws.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
So, yes, there's very much an issue of her regarding the Second Amendment.
Do you expect, hopefully, that's going to come up in her hearings?
We are talking with senators right now to specifically bring up these issues during her hearings, her confirmation hearings. We want her to get the full Brett Kavanaugh treatment. You know, the Democrats did that to Brett. Well, we want to do that on the civil rights side for the Second Amendment to her.
Wow. Well, I hope people check it out. Gunowners.org is where you'll find that article. Louis, great to have you on as always, my friend. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure, and have your listeners go to our website. They need to contact their lawmakers about Pam Bondi, and they need to contact their lawmakers about national reciprocity. No more, no less.
I'm with you. We'll talk soon. Luis Valdez there from Gun Owners of America. Gunowners.org is the website.
Get more at 971talk.com.